Well, Thursday, we see two interesting developments, and that is the hawks that are at Shadrach Sabir's house, engaging with him on his interference and interfering with the rule of law, accusations that are being made. And it would seem that things are happening. Traction is starting to take place with regards to stuff that is coming out of the Madlanga Commission. And on the other hand, although not related, but somewhat related, is the issue with the kingpin and the Tembisa, one of the kingpins in the Tembisa hospital crime scene, which saw Babita Diokeran assassinated. And that is the SIU seizing assets of Mr. Hangwani Mayumela, who earned millions of rands from procurement irregularities that took place at the Tembisa Hospital. Now, on the face of it, this is good. This seems excellent. We want to see this type of stuff. In fact, it is so many years overdue, specifically this one with Tembisa Hospital and Mr. Mayumela. And there are many others implicated and nothing's happened. We've got questions around what about the ministers? What about their inaction to take action against those inside the health department, certainly the MECs of health in Gauteng and all the administrators? Yes, we've seen some suspensions, but this is all very little and very late. What needs to happen is a capacitation of the criminal justice system to start ensuring that the thousands of similar cases, similar modus operandi, with even more money that has gone missing in the past, starts to come to fruition, starts to see the rule of law being applied. And so maybe this is a pivotal case, this is a pivotal moment in accountability starting to be meted out. But let me tell you, if it's going to be effective and sustainable, we're going to need a real, meaningful, and severe capacitation of the hawks, of the SIU, of SARS, and various entities within this system, the courts as well, specifically, so we don't have these things dragged out in courts for too many years. So, good news on the face of it. Let's see what the president is going to do to ensure that the anti-corruption advice that has been provided to him by the advisory council and by the whistleblower legislation, by the procurement legislation that is out there waiting to be implemented, waiting to be introduced into this country. Let's see whether that happens and whether we can meaningfully get on top of corruption in South Africa.